Welcome to The Raw, recorded at Sioux College, which is located in the Robinson-Huron Treaty Territory. We are grateful to Mother Earth for providing us the land, water, air, and food needed to sustain all life, and we acknowledge Indigenous peoples as the original stewards of this land, who have lived in harmony and in respect with all creation. As we are all relations, it is important to recognize this interconnected relationship with one another and our obligation to respect the land that has nourished, healed, protected, and embraced us. We honor Abajuan Batchawana First Nation and Katagan CB Garden River First Nation as the original caretakers of the land that Sioux College is situated on, and acknowledge the contributions of the historical Métis Nation of Sault Ste. Marie in the stewardship of this territory.
Hello, and welcome to The Roar. Thank you for tuning in. On this episode, we will be tuning in to Zenith Lilly, Indigenous Success Coach, and how to complete a body scan meditation. It is a stressful time of year for all students, and so we would like to offer a little time out of your day to de-stress, take some time for yourself, and do some mindfulness. Get into a comfortable position and listen to Zenith's meditation.
Ani Bojo. This is Zenith Lilly, and I will be taking you through a body scan meditation step by step. Sit on a chair or lie on your back on the floor with your legs uncrossed. Put your arms in a comfortable position by your side. On your abdomen, or if sitting, put them on your thighs, palms up. Open your eyes particularly to let the light in. If you're lying on the floor, put a cushion under your knees if need be. Imagine your breath flowing to each part of your body as your attention gently moves up your body. Adopt a mind of curiosity and interest as you focus on each part of your body. Focus on your breathing. Notice how the air moves in and out of your body. Take several deep breaths until you begin to feel comfortable and relaxed. Direct your attention to the toes of your left foot. Notice the sensations in that part of your body while remaining aware of your breathing. Imagine each breath flowing to your toes. Looking with curiosity, ask, "What am I feeling in this part of my body?" Focus on your left toes for several minutes. Then move your focus to the arch and heel of your left foot and hold it there for a minute or two while continuing to pay attention to your breathing. Notice the sensations on your skin of warmth or coldness. Notice the weight of your foot on the floor. Imagine your breath flowing to the arch and heel of your left foot. Ask, "What are the feelings in the arch and the heel of my left foot?" Follow the same procedure as you move to your left ankle, the calf, knee, upper legs and thigh. Repeat with the left leg, starting with your toes. Then move through your pelvis and lower back and around your stomach. Focus on the rising and falling of your belly as your breath goes in and out. Then go on to your chest, left hand, arm and shoulder, right hand, arm and shoulder, neck, chin, tongue, mouth, lips, and lower face, and nose. Notice as your breath as it comes in and out of your nostrils. Then focus on your upper cheeks, eyes, forehead, and scalp. Finally, focus on the very top of your hair. Then let go of your body altogether. Don't worry if you notice that thoughts, sounds, or other sensations come into your awareness. Just notice them and let them gently refocus your mind. Don't worry if your mind has been drawn away from the object of your attention and you find yourself thinking about something else. It nearly always happens and is very natural. Just calmly, gently, but with resolution, turn your mind back to the part of the body you've reached. You may need to bring your attention back over and over. You are not alone in this. It is this bringing of your attention back over and over and over, without judgment or harshness, that is the essential element of the meditation. Miigwech.
Miigwech. Thank you, Zena. Please take time for yourself this week. We all need time for ourselves and to reset our minds. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Roar, and have a great week.